right now on High Plains Morning. I am so thrilled to have live in the studio Jim and Vanessa Rauscher. They are the music directors at St. Mary's Cathedral here in Amarillo, Texas. And we found out that they were invited to perform at Carnegie Hall, and the choir is going to be up there. And I was just like, y'all have to come in the studio and explain. This is a very big deal, and we're so thrilled to hear this. So welcome to you both to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Okay, so St. Mary's Cathedral Choir is invited to perform at Carnegie Hall, and that's coming up pretty soon, right?
Yes, the performance is this weekend. We leave on Thursday.
How you feeling?
Excited.
Very excited.
So explain a little bit about how this came about. Did you just go, you know what? You guys are so good. You should play Carnegie Hall.
Well, I walked into the office one morning and opened up my email, and I saw this email from the Distinguished Concerts International New York. I really didn't know who they were, and I read the letter that we had been invited to sing, and they explained that they had heard our choir on a YouTube.
They trolled you on the internet.
I guess so.
One of our members had put a piece by the composer that we're going to be singing her music on YouTube. And so they were looking for choirs that were familiar with her music, Mary MacDonald. And so they said, well, you have to audition. So we sent a tape of a song that we had sung of hers, and so we heard back about a week later that we were invited. This was a little over a year ago, so this is a year-long process.
And now, Mary MacDonald, so she, how did you know about her music?
Well, we listen to music all the time. We get recordings from all the major publishers, and so we listen. That's kind of our summer road trip. When we're on the road, we listen to all the sample music. And she had a song called Be Still, which really touched us and has become one of our choir's favorite songs to sing. And so we recorded that just for the fun of it, really, and put it on YouTube, and then they were looking specifically for people that were singing songs by Mary MacDonald, so they reached out to us. We sent our tape in, and then they wrote back and said, you've been accepted. So then we began the process of inviting choir members, because it's a pretty extensive process to put this all together.
Yeah, and also, she's a contemporary composer.
Yes, she is. And she has attended a lot of different conferences. I don't know what religion she's affiliated with. I think Baptist, but she is very, very popular, right. And she's a wonderful composer.
And just last year, in 2018, she was the featured composer for the Texas Choral Directors Association.
Yes.
They have an annual conference, and they premiered her setting of God of Our Fathers, which is one of the songs we're going to be singing in Carnegie Hall.
It looks here like she was also the first ever woman president of the Southern Baptist Church Music Conference.
Yes.
You're right, Baptist.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So that's fantastic. Now, the name of the program is called Immortal Invisible, the music of Pepper Choplin and Mary MacDonald at Carnegie Hall. That is Sunday, May 26th, 2 p.m., and it's in the big room, huh?
It's in Isaac Stern Auditorium.
Wow. So tell us a little bit about getting ready for this. If this was a year ago that you found out this was going to be happening, have you been rehearsing for that long?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we received the music list and ordered all the music back in November. And by that time, we already knew who was going to go. There is a cost involved for each person to go, but we received the music, and then we put together rehearsal CDs of all the music. We're doing 7 pieces by Mary MacDonald, including a world premiere, which is really exciting. She wrote this piece specifically for our performance this weekend. It's a setting inspired by Martin Luther King's speech, I Have a Dream. And it's called This Is the Dream. So we will be singing that for the first time anywhere live in
public.
That's
so exciting. Wow. Is it your favorite piece of the ones you're performing?
It's become one of our favorites, yes. They're all wonderful. They're just all good.
There are about 4 songs that are spiritual in nature, and then the other 3 are patriotic. This is the day before Memorial Day, mm-hmm. So I think that had a large part to do. We're doing settings of America the Beautiful, settings of My Country Tis of Thee, Let There Be Peace on Earth, This Is the Dream, and then several really powerful spiritual songs.
That's so crazy that they saw you on YouTube and then they reached out. I can imagine that after they reached out, was there additional like auditions? Was there additional, like how did that work?
Yes, we had to send in an audition tape, and then we heard back from them that we were accepted.
It was about a week later. Mm-hmm. They have a committee that they listen to all the auditions. So it was a little over a week later that we found out that we had been accepted to sing.
So we will be part of a large group. We have 12 members that are going, but the choir, I understand, is typically between 150 and 160 singers from all over the country. All of us have prepared the same music, so we get together. Starting on Friday, we will have a five-hour rehearsal on Friday and a five-hour rehearsal on Saturday.
Wow.
Off-site. And then on Sunday, we go to Carnegie Hall, and we get a two-hour rehearsal in Carnegie Hall.
And then showtime.
And
yes.
This is with orchestra, full orchestra. So
and wow. Conducted by Jonathan Griffith, who's the artistic director of Distinguished Concerts International New York. That's the production company that puts this all together. This is a monumental undertaking.
Yeah.
And I understand they do this 4 to 5 times a year, and that they feature living composers and give them the opportunity to present their music in Carnegie Hall.
Wow.
And there's several other churches coming, so it's very ecumenical from all over the country. So it's wonderful to have an opportunity to just get together and just participate and do this all together, be excited about it.
On such a professional level.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very
well, it sounds like two five-hour rehearsals. I mean, everybody's got their chops. I mean, Jonathan Griffiths has, conducted the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. I mean, yes. Amongst many others. So I feel like everybody's going to be on their top of their game here to get this done. This is so exciting.
Well, it's just wonderful to be able to be working with him and, so many other professionals. We're going to be in residency, and he's our clinician, and we're going to learn a whole lot about the way that he would like this music interpreted. And so what we do is we just rehearse basically note by note with the choir. And I just said, bring your pencils, because he's going to tell us exactly the way he wants it done.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and the composer, Mary McDonald, is actually going to be there. She's the composer in residence. She will be giving us her take on why she wrote this and her observations and what she wants done. And she will actually be the pianist. She's an outstanding pianist, and she will be pianist in the performance along with a full orchestra conducted by Jonathan Griffiths.
No pressure.
No. No, it will be fun. We're so excited.
We love
and we've
that.
Really stressed to our choir members, though, you say five-hour rehearsals. The vocal cords, you have to be very careful, because we don't want to be losing our voice before we go and sing on Sunday. So it's a matter of pacing, a lot of water.
And rest.
And rest, vocal rest.
Hot tea with honey.
We don't want to go to any professional sports games while we're out there and be yelling. So.
No. Well, it sounds like you're going to have, plenty of time. I hope while you're there, you're going to get to do any sightseeing at all?
Yes, several of us are planning to go to a couple of shows and, of course, museums, and as time allows.
Yeah.
And we did tell the choir, pace yourselves and be sure that you get enough rest, especially the evening before.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're planning, is just to kind of chill out at the hotel the night before.
They obviously have a lot of experience in doing this, and they set the schedule very well. We come in on Thursday, and there is a meeting for directors where we get the badges, because everyone has to have a badge to be allowed in for security purposes. But we have a rehearsal Friday afternoon. So Friday morning is open and Friday evening is open. Then we have a rehearsal Saturday morning, so the rest of Saturday is open. Sunday, we've said, plan on the concert. We're going to go to Mass at St. Patrick's Cathedral early Sunday morning and then get ready for the rehearsal and the performance. They have a banquet for all the performers afterwards, so we're excited about that and the chance to fellowship and interact with the other singers. And we decided to stay one extra day, so we are staying on Memorial Day. There's a group of us that are planning to go to the 9/11 Museum and do the walking tour mm-hmm. around One World Trade Center, and that's going to be very hard, but very powerful.
Yeah.
We've heard so many incredible things about that place.
It's going to be a really heavy weekend with very bipolar. You have this rejoicing, and then you're going to have some real reflection on Memorial Day.
Yes.
Wow, that's so exciting. Well, we can't wait to hear how it goes, and I'd love it if you guys could come back in and tell us how it went and give us all the hot takes.
We'd love to do that. That'd be great.
This is just such an honor, and I'm really grateful. Malcolm Moon, the marketing assistant and box office manager at Distinguished Concerts International New York, he reached out to me to make sure I spoke with you, and of course, I recognized your name immediately, you know, through, you know, Chamber Music Amarillo and Amarillo College and all the classical music we have here in the Texas Panhandle. So this is such an honor. Congratulations to you both. And I actually have your recording of Be Still, so we're going to go ahead and hear a little singing.
Okay.
That's great.
All right.
Thank
you. Hey, break all the legs.